Today I want to talk about self-evaluation, mainly as it refers to relationships. You know, oftentimes I see people talk about how they can't find a healthy relationship or they can't maintain a healthy relationship, and they blame the other person, whether it be men on women or women on men. I hear a lot of women say that they'd rather stay single than to put up with the same crap from men over and over and over again. I hear this more from women than I hear from men. And it may be true, it may be hard to find, you know, a person that has the same value as you. It may be hard to find somebody that has the same morals and beliefs as you, and believe in putting in the same thing that you put in a relationship. It may be hard, but if you find yourself going through the same thing over and over again in a relationship, same thing. You meet a guy, everything's all good at first, and you find out he's a cheater, or you find out he's been lying, and you know, find out he's not what he said he really is, or he portrayed himself to be. If you keep going through that relationship after relationship, then you kind of got to look at yourself. You need to look in the mirror. You really do. You need to. If you can't maintain a healthy relationship year after year, boyfriend after boyfriend, husband after husband, fellas, girlfriend after girlfriend, wife after wife, whatever you call it, you gotta look in the mirror because I just don't believe God created this many people on earth. I mean, you probably got, I can't even describe it, you probably got billions, gazillions of people, if there's a word, on earth, and you're telling me you can't find one person that matches your values or your or what you think would make a good relationship, matches a person that's equally yoked. I just can't believe that. You know, I think that if you're having the same problems over and over again, then you should look in the mirror. You got to stop saying that, though, men ain't shit. Excuse my language, but men ain't shit, women ain't shit. You got to stop saying that. We got to stop saying that. The devil is causing too much division between men and women. Man and a woman supposed to be together. A man's supposed to have a wife. A woman is supposed to have a husband. You know, this is how God made it. This is the very thing that we're supposed to be doing in life. Being fruitful, multiplying. You mean to tell me you can't find a decent person to multiply with, to marry? If you can't find a person that you can get along with, have a healthy relationship with, you gotta look at yourself. Let's just say you're perfect. Let's just say you're a perfect person. That's virtually impossible, but let's just say you're a perfect person. You're that one person in the world that's perfect. And you keep meeting losers. Let's start off with women. Women, if you keep meeting men and they're full of crap, as a lot of y'all say, every single relationship, there's an issue. And if you are perfect, you still got to take some of the blame, because why are you attracting these type of men, and why are you choosing these type of men? Why? What is it about you? What is it? What is it about you that attracts, that has something written on your forehead that said, I need a bum man. I need a dirty dude. What is it on your forehead that said, I don't deserve anybody that wants to treat me right? There's something about you that's pulling these type of men in. What is it about you that's choosing these men? And most women say, oh, I didn't see any signs. I didn't see anything wrong with him. He went to work, he did this, he did that, he loved his mama, he took care of his kid. No, it's something wrong. Then you need to go back and find out how to choose a man. If you're so perfect, if you feel like that you're a wife material, then you can't meet one guy out of a gazillion, billions of trillions of dudes, then it's gotta be something wrong. It's gotta be something wrong with you. It's something that you're doing wrong. It has to be something. I'm a firm believer, and I can speak for myself on choosing women. I've done it.
I sat there and
been through since a teenager. I always considered myself being the good guy. You know, the flowers, the roses, the guy that works hard, the guy that doesn't cheat. I've been faithful in every relationship I've ever been in. I don't even understand cheating. I would never cheat. That's something I can firmly say. I would divorce. If I feel like I need to cheat, I would divorce or end my relationship. Because, you know, who has time for that? You know, no other woman should get what my woman is getting physically. You know, you can have female friends. I can have female friends, and you can loan a woman or friend some money. You can loan them an ear. You can be a friend to them. But one thing you cannot give them is sex. You can't cheat. That's not in my vocabulary. So, I've always been a good guy. I've been a dude that, you know, sent roses to your job, worked 2-3 jobs. Make sure your bills are paid, even when we're not staying together. I always been that dude. Romantic type of dude, you know. I always been that dude, but I always got what I would call more of a hood rat type of woman. A woman in the streets. A woman that was a woman that was wild, and I wasn't wild, you know. I've always done it. I've got a woman that did not see things the same way as I, as far as life and goals and dreams. I was always the one that had to, like you ladies, a lot of y'all like to say about men a lot of times, I was been the guy that tried to pull women up. Same way you women say you try to pull men up and build them up. I've done the same with women. And as a man, I really have a problem doing it because I felt like that was my job as a man to take care of my woman. And it is my job. But I chose the wrong women. I used to always, you know, tell family members and friends, hey man, it's hard out here, you know, women don't want shit. In my language, women don't want shit, you know, they don't want nothing. You know, I was the number one person saying it until I had to look back on my life and say, hold on, okay, let's go back. Ever since I was around 17, 18 years old, dating, all the way up until the end of my second marriage, 2016, I've always said that it was so hard to meet a good woman. Women don't want this and that. They don't want a good guy. And a lot of y'all don't. But I had to reflect and say, okay, from 17 to 36, I've been abandoned by women. I've been dogged by women. I've been mistreated as a man. And those same women would go and get some damn near homeless guy and take care of him. And I said, hold up. There's gotta be something about me. And the more I live, the more I think about it, and this is recent, I've had to admit to myself that a lot of it's my fault. Why would you keep choosing the same type of woman? You're such a good guy. Why would you keep choosing the same type of woman? It was something wrong with me. And you gotta be real with yourself. If you're so deserving of a good person, why don't you have one? I'm not saying it's that easy. Just walk out the door, just grab a great person and meet your husband, meet your wife. I'm not saying that, but why keep choosing the same type of people? There's something wrong with you. You should really look in that mirror and evaluate yourself. You need to sit down and write it down. Write down your flaws. Look for a pattern. Do you keep finding people that needs help? Do you keep finding women that has 5-6 kids by multiple men, and they've been kind of wild? They've never been married before, but they got all these loose kids out here. And you decide, oh, she's still a sweet girl. Everybody gonna be there. Everybody's sweet. Let's be for real. I mean, when you meet a man, ladies, when you meet a man, most of the time, the dude is kind of charming. He's gonna tell you what you want to hear. He's gonna play a role. You know, he's gonna wear a mask for a little while. Yeah, he's gonna do it. But moving and acting too fast and not really sitting back watching what is he really doing in his life. That gets you in trouble. And we're in such a hurry to make a move and just grab hold of somebody and get into a relationship that we miss a lot of the bad things about people. But with me, I can honestly say that I meet a woman, no matter what her past is, if she treated me pretty good, if she acted kind of sweet, if she was kind of cute, I was a sucker. I was a pure sucker for love. And I went for whatever she gave out. And then months later, maybe a couple of years later, I started to see a monster. I started to see the person that they really were. And the person they really were the whole time. And it's a reflection of me. It's a reflection on me by every so many years grabbing somebody who was really no good for me. And then I had to go back to the drawing board and complain and say, "Man, nobody want a good man." Yes, it is. I see women every day. I see hardworking women every day that want good men. Maybe those are the women that I didn't approach. You know, that was something about me that felt like I had to grab a woman and be her all. And that's not the case. That's not true. If you're a man and you're a pretty stand-up dude and you know you got a pretty good morals, you go get a woman that has pretty good morals. If you're the kind of guy that worked two or three jobs, go find a woman that don't mind getting out there, getting on the ground and making her money. That's what you do. You don't go grab somebody just because they seemed a bit sweet. They gave you all these sob stories about why the life is so messed up. If I meet one more person that tells me, "Oh, this is why I'm going through this, and he did this to me, and he did this to me," I'm running. You better run. Ladies, when you meet a man that's down on his luck and all he can tell you is how much he got dogged by other women, you better run. You better run. Because you have to take responsibility for the things that you do. If you meet a person, they never take responsibility for the things that they've been through, then you better run. And that goes for you too. You better look in that mirror and evaluate yourself, because God did not make that many men and women. He didn't put billions of men and women in the world, good men and women in the world, so that we couldn't meet each other. Don't make sense. It's too many people in the world to not be able to meet one. And you got a serious problem if you can't meet one. I got a lot of friends that, female friends, that say, "Well, I'm not going to walk up to a dude. I'm not going to approach a dude." I'm like, "Well, you might need to change your approach. You just can't sit back and wait somebody to walk up to you. Maybe if you see a guy, you know he's a pretty decent guy, I'm not saying go up to him and throw your tongue down his throat, but you see a guy that you think that got it going on and the kind of guy that you like, I mean, sprinkle the conversation, you know. Don't sit in the corner and look at your phone and expect the dude to just walk up to you. Go up to him, approach him. "Hey, how you doing? I noticed you're sitting down, blase, blase. Get some small talk." If he's a decent dude, single man, he's going to respond to it. Don't just sit down and wait for some old bummish, non-working, you know, half of a man to come up to you, and you haven't had a man in years and you just fall for anything. No, you open your mouth up, you speak. Same way with the fellas. No such thing as being intimidated from a woman that looks, she looks good and she has a good job and good head on the shoulder. You don't stand back and say, "Well, what would she want with me?" No, you be a man and go approach her, go talk to her. She say no, she's taking whatever it is, keep it moving. Don't go to the club and meet some halfway drunk woman and because she's a little easier to approach, and you approach her, and then next thing you know, "I got four kids, one of my baby daddies, you know, he helps take care of them, you know, he still kind of like me." Man, please, you better run. Don't approach that one. You approach the one that look like she has going on, you know, trying to do something with her life. So, you know, look at yourself. There's a lot of things you can look at and see where you went wrong. Stop looking at who you dated in the past. Look at where you went wrong. Where did you go wrong? Too many people out here. And I see women all the time. I don't need a man. Yes, you do need a man. You have no right to say you don't need a man. Yes, you do need a man. man made you. What the hell you mean? Your daddy produced you. You do need a man. You need a man to make babies. Why wouldn't you need a man? God put you here to need a man. Same way with fellas. You need a woman. Man can't function without a woman. If you could, why so many babies out here? Why most of y'all out here making babies left and right? You need a woman. So let's cut that. I understand a lot of you hurt and you're frustrated, but come on, let's be real. You need a woman like you need a job. Ladies, you need a man like you need a job, like you need your health. You need it. God made us to need each other, so stop it. Cut it out. Kids need fathers and mothers, and they need them in the same household. So y'all cut it out. We need each other. Don't let the devil get in there and confuse you and make you think that you don't need a man or a woman. And whoever's listening to this, I'm not talking about the gay community. Y'all got a whole nother way of looking at things, so I'm leaving that out of there. So if you're a man need another man, that's on you. If you're a woman need another woman, that's on you too. I'm leaving me out of that conversation. I don't hate people or anything like that, but that's a whole nother topic. I'm talking about straight men and women who happen to believe in God, at least a little bit. But that's how God made things, y'all. We need each other. We need healthy families. And just look in the mirror at yourself. Take a close look in that mirror and say, this is what I do wrong. This is my flaw. Forget about the relationship. Forget about the husband that cheated. Forget about the boyfriend that cheated. Fellas, forget about the woman that cheated. Forget about that. The women, the men, forget about that. Forget about the past issue. You deal with you. What did you do wrong? Do you have, excuse my language, do you have fuck me over on your forehead? Make sure you don't have fuck me over written on your forehead. Make sure you don't have that. Because you walk around here with that on your forehead, then guess what's going to happen? People gonna fuck you over. They gonna fuck you over pretty bad. Because the devil provides influence. You know, y'all, not to get too preachy, but that's who I am. I gotta bring up God, I do. And I gotta bring up spiritual things. You know, the devil's out here to destroy, man. He influences people. That's why I don't really get too mad at any ex. Because I know where the real evilness is coming from. The devil influences people. The devil knows what kind of person. He knows what kind of person you are. He watches. And he will send somebody to you to rip you apart. And that person that he's sending to you don't even know that they're being you. You know? So most time we got people abusing us and taking advantage of us. They don't even realize. I mean, don't get it twisted. They know they're doing wrong, but they don't know why they. A lot of times they can't put into words why they feel the way they feel or why they do what they do. They just do it sometimes. It's the devil's influence, y'all. So if you are anything, or a woman of God, a man of God, and you're a believer, you know, you don't have to be perfect, because I'm not. But you don't have to be perfect. But you're a believer, you got to beware of the devil, man. People that come at you with those devilish ways. I'm not saying they're going to be perfect. I'm not saying that your mate is going to be perfect person, don't have any flaw, but it will be perfect for you. And that's what I believe in. My fiance, she's perfect for me. Definitely perfect for me. Somebody I probably wouldn't have dated. And I see why I went through what I went through. I probably would not have dated her years ago. But when I met her, I knew that this is what I need to be. It's the type of person I need to go towards right here. And she's perfect for me. I haven't had one argument. I had discussions, disagreement. I have not yelled at her. She has never yelled at me. And we would not do each other that way, you know. We're equally yoked. Believe in the same God. Believe in the same principles. We've been through the same thing. And we don't walk around, woe is me. Life treated me so bad. No, we both of us have learned to say, I was a fool for dealing with this. She can say she was a fool for dealing with a certain type of thing. And that's what it is. Also, look in the mirror. Stop getting on Twitter and Facebook. Man bashing and female bashing. No, you need to bash your damn self. Bash you for being that woman that'll let a man that you barely knew come stay in your house, laid up and had babies with him, he wouldn't take care of the baby, when screwing his baby mama, all that stuff, that's your fault. It's on you. Yes, you. You chose it, you brought him in. Do better the next time. Men getting these street wild, nasty, filthy, slutty women, because she fine or whatever you call it. She's beautiful, you know. Out there still messing with the baby daddies and things of that nature. Can't cook, can't clean, won't cook, won't clean. Just as a half of a woman, you know. No, that's your fault. A fault. You didn't have to choose her. You chose her. You chose her. You bypassed the little girl over there that didn't dress a certain way, that was a little bit more conservative. You bypassed her. Maybe a little nerdy, more stay-at-home-ish, not in the club, turning up every weekend, looking like what y'all consider to be a 10, you know. You know, she may be a natural girl. She may not have all the weave down to her ass. No hate on women who got a weave. But come on, you chose her. Because you looking at what's on TV. What TV says, what they say is beauty. You know, you're not looking at what beauty really is, man. Y'all better come up off of it. Especially fellas, you got to come up off of what you're seeing, man. And the body and how well a body she has and what colors her eyes and all kind of old silly stuff you see on TV, man. Come on. Dressing up looking like a superstar and she broke, man. Come on. Fellas, come on. We really need our butt kicks on a lot of that stuff for real. We men. We've been put here to lead. So a lot of this stuff we gotta take the blame on. The way some of these women that are acting, if they're acting this way because they feel like this is what we like, man. Come on. I'm on Twitter all day long and I see a bunch of young girls. Just about every young girl I see, she's got hair, nice hair down to her butt cheeks, eyelashes, Gucci purse. She turned to the side trying to show up behind. I don't know, ladies, for some reason y'all can't just take a frontal picture. It's gotta be turned to the side with something tight on. And she's looking like she got $1 million, but broke as hell. I mean, this is the stuff we go for. Fellas come in, oh, look at you. Hey, what's it called? Shoot your shot, man. Shoot your shot at one of them girls that reading a book. That's what you need to shoot your shot at. Damn. It's all the same when you lay down, fella. Come on. Any real man, though, when you cut the lights out and lay down, I mean, come on, man. The weave and the eyelashes, this stuff don't matter. So cut it out. Come on, get off that TV stuff, man. And let's be real. But back to the subject, y'all. Y'all, evaluate yourself. What is it that you're doing wrong? If you can't stay in a healthy relationship, long, healthy relationship, if you keep going through the same thing, just blame yourself. Take a look in that mirror. Get a piece of paper, a pen, a Microsoft Word document. Type down all of your flaws and type, you know, things like, okay, what did I do in that relationship? Every relationship that ended the same way. Every date that I've been on ended the same way. What did I do? What did I put out there? You. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. Because beautiful people in the world. Ladies, some of your guy friends, those guys that you friends on, those are husbands, you know. Those are husbands. Those friends that you put in those, that friend zone and he's stuck. That's the dude you call when Johnny boy, dog, yeah. Yeah, that's the husband that you have right in front of you, but he's goofy looking, corny. He's not what you like or what you think that a husband should be. But guess what? He pays bills. He's educated. He's smart. He listens. He has all the traits of a good husband. And your friend zone. Men, we're a little different. You know, a lot of us, you know, a man, we're more prone to go off of what we see. But a man knows what wife material is. Don't get it twisted. Men are marry a nerdy girl or a not so fabulous looking girl, I would say. He'll still cheat on her. It ain't no, it's no better. But I'm just saying, a man knows what a wife is. Even though we'll go out there and get some nasty out of the streets and take that home and put it in the bed. But a man, we don't have. We got it. We have it hard. A good man has it hard. But one thing, a thug knows what a wife should be. You know. So ladies, stop friend zoning a lot of the guys. Try those one that you. Do me a favor. The ones that you friend zone, the type of men that you normally don't go for, date them. Date them. Talk to them about real life situations, real life things, real life goals. I guarantee you, you might have a change of heart. Date the opposite of what you normally dated and see what you get. How about that? How about that? Self-evaluate. Look at yourself in the mirror. And I will, the plan was just to discuss relationships, but you know, it even goes to finances, y'all. How many of us go through the same thing year after year, being broke, can't get ahead, just seems like you're stuck, you can't get anywhere. Financial. Something you're doing that's wrong. A lot of us don't have big jobs making six figures, you know, $100,000 a year. A lot of us don't. Some do. Most of us don't. Most of us live poverty level. Why? Why is that? Because you didn't pursue maybe an education or a trade, or you didn't push yourself to get a better job. You got comfort. Or if you do have, some of us have a great job, but guess what we do? We live above our means. Make $50,000 a year, you got a $300,000 house. You ought to have a $50,000 house or a $100,000 house. You make a little bit more money, you upgrade. But no, you got to compete with the Joneses. You know, you're making $12, $13 an hour riding around here in the Benz. Eating steak and shrimp. It's got a freezer full of meat. Not a lot of vegetables, but a freezer full of meat. Guess what? You're going out on the weekends, you're partying. Going out with your girlfriend, your homie, buying $12 drinks, $15 drink, taking shots. Well, you could have brought the same bottle of liquor for $10. You spent $80 to $100 in the club, turn it up. You know, that's the kind of stuff we do. It hurts us financially. And we wonder why you can't get ahead. Your credit messed up. You borrow money to go take vacation instead of borrowing money to go build a business. You wonder why your finances messed up. You blame the world, the economy. You blame everything in the world. Guess what? Still your fault. Go get a better job. If you don't have good opportunities in your area, pick your clothes up. Move to another city. Move to another state. It's all on us, y'all. Self-evaluation. I've been through it. I'm from Macon, Georgia. Macon, Georgia is a place that you'd be lucky if you make $10 an hour. You'd be lucky. After my first divorce, 2014, I got fed up with it. Well, I had been fed up with it for years, but when I found an escape route, I took it. I had no responsibilities, it was just me, no kids. 2014, I packed my stuff, I moved to Atlanta. I'm still not in the best condition, but I'm way better than I was when I was a baby. Got a better job. Supervisor position, got a part-time gig, and I got a little side hustle. I have no complaints, and I plan on getting even more. So you know, you control your destiny. Look at what you're doing wrong. Look at it. Did you go back to school? Did you review all of your options, or did you bow down to fear? Oh, I can't move here. I can't move there. I got so much going on. Making excuses. No, it's up to you. Budget. Stay at home. Cook at home. Go out every once in a while. That's cool. Kick it with your homies every once in a while. But don't go overboard spending money. Everybody wants to be cute. You know how to buy Gucci. All this fancy stuff, man, to dress up and look good. Come on, what you looking good for? Somebody else that's broke. I mean, come on. Name tags. Man, please. This person that designed those expensive clothes is no better of a person than you. They just threw the name on the damn tag. And now you're going crazy because you see all your friends and you're thinking that this, that, that makes you, when you're wearing a certain brand, that makes you seem like you're a better person or whatever. Man, you better come up off of it. If you can't afford it, don't get it. Most of this stuff don't have any value. Buy something to have value, property. I know they have clothes and, you know, superficial things. Ladies, I tell you, I love a woman who keeps herself up. Don't get me wrong. Get your hair done. Do that, please. But come on. Some of this stuff is outrageous. Nails, toes, eyelashes, $1,000 hair on your head that you wear for 2 months. Man, take that shit out your head. Get your head done. Take care of your hair. You don't need eyelashes. You got your own eyelashes. Some of y'all might need a little makeup, but you ain't got to overdo it. I mean, come on. Some women spend $300 or $400 a week into maintenance of their skin and hair. Man, go get some shea butter. See how you say it? Shea butter. Get some shea butter, rub it on your skin, some baby oil. Get your hair fixed, man. Every 2 weeks, whatever it takes. Don't take all that. You cute and broke. That's, come on, you cute and broke. It don't add up. So, you know, self-evaluate on all levels. Relationship, finances, hell, self-care. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. If you feel like you're overweight, you know, work out. You ain't got time to work out. Get some stuff. Build a home gym. You need a treadmill, a couple of dumbbells, and you're good. Take care of yourself. You've been this way. I've been overweight for years. I don't feel well. Take vitamins. Exercise. Do something about it. Self-evaluate, y'all. Look at yourself. Don't blame a job. Don't blame a woman. Don't blame a man. Self-evaluate. Look at yourself. If you're broke, it's your fault you're broke. If you're overweight, if you're underweight, that's your fault. Unless you got some type of illness, that's a whole other level of a conversation. But self-evaluate. It's your fault. We control. God gave us everything. We control our own destiny. He gave us everything we need. Follow those instructions in the Bible, y'all. If you don't believe in the Bible, read your Quran. Something. Read something. The most religions or whatever you believe in, most of them have the same type of values and the same moral code, man. Come on. Take care of yourself. Take care of your bodies. Take care of your health. Take care of your finance. Take care of your relationship. And the only way you can do it is be real with yourself. Take a look in that mirror, y'all. That's all I got. Y'all check me out on Twitter, Dora Della Vita. On Twitter, Dora Della Vita on Facebook. And actually, y'all call in on anchor.fm. Call in and leave me a message. I want to use some of these. I like to know what y'all think, first of all. But if you leave me a message, I want to include them in my next podcast. And I will add it to my podcast and respond to them on my podcast. And check out DoraDellaVita.com. Check it out. Check out the gear. Purchase the t-shirt. And some other things I have on there. And I appreciate y'all for listening. Go to the website, comment on some of my blogs, y'all. I put a lot of time and effort to my blog, so comment, tell me what you think about the podcast. King Braswell, I'm out. Thank you.